Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is July 25th, 2008, the Feast of St. James the Apostle. Today we remember the life and martyrdom of St. James the Greater, so-called to contrast him with James the Less, who is commemorated alongside Philip, and James the Brother of the Lord. Apparently, there were a lot of Jameses in those days. But this James is important not only for being one of the closest followers of Jesus, but for being the first of the disciples to die for daring to follow Jesus. The Bible says, "About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church, and he killed James the brother of John with the sword." I am struck as always with the remarkable strength that the martyrs showed, to be willing to give up their earthly lives rather than abandon the true life that they knew in Jesus. Today, as I read the news from the Lambeth Conference, the decennial meeting of all Anglican bishops, I remember that there are still places in the world where death is a real possibility for those who follow the way. But today is also the day when the bishops are walking through London in support of the Millennium Development Goals. If you don't know about them, I encourage you to learn more by going to www.un.org/millenniumgoals. Basically, the idea is that if we take on these goals, we can cut extreme poverty across the world in half by 2015. But we're way behind, sisters and brothers, and our friends around the world, even some in our own country, are dying because of it. I'm not ashamed that James was willing to die because he was a Christian and I live in a place where that's not a real possibility. I'm ashamed that other people are dying, people we could be helping, because we only say we're Christians, instead of living the life of service that could be and should be the joyful response to the salvation that we've been freely given in Jesus Christ. Join our bishops and the leaders of our world in supporting these Millennium Development Goals. Let us pray. O gracious God, we remember before you today your servant and apostle James, first among the 12 to suffer martyrdom for the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that you will pour out upon the leaders of your church that spirit of self-denying service by which alone they might have true authority among your people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.